From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Groz.
And welcome to another edition of Capitol Connection, brought to you by Walker Tire and Auto, broadcasting today from the Nebraska Family Alliance Studio. Today is going to be a great program. I have a special guest who is going to be joining me shortly, Nick Adams. He's an Australian by birth, American by choice. He's one of the most sought-after political commentators, and his latest book was actually endorsed by the President of the United States. I'm going to talk about that with him, as well as his journey to become a legal United States immigrant. He was targeted because of his conservative political beliefs, but now he is here in the United States fighting the good fight, working to teach the next generation the truth about our country. And he's got an Australian accent that you just can't beat. And it's an important topic, of course. We're just coming out of July 4th when we celebrate our national independence and the founding beliefs and values that we all cherish and have helped make America the greatest country in the history of the world. But a lot of people don't believe that. And I think now, more than at any point in our nation's history, there's a lack of patriotism and love for our country. And it seems like the youngest generation has been taught to despise our own country, and it's not cool to be patriotic or to love America, and that's extremely dangerous. Of course, this year we had Colin Kaepernick and football players protesting the national anthem, conservative speakers being banned and barred from speaking on college campuses because of their views, and just this past week, a Michigan college arrested students for passing out copies of the U.S. Constitution. Young Americans for Liberty members were handing out pocket-sized copies of the U.S. Constitution to other students at Kellogg Community College in Michigan when college officials approached them and ordered them to stop. And when they refused, saying they were violating their First Amendment rights, the students were apprehended and arrested. Those charges have been dropped, but the students are still moving forward with a lawsuit against the school. And it also sounds like Barack Obama, even though he is no longer president, is still continuing his apology tour, going around traveling, speaking at different locations throughout the country and across the globe, apologizing on behalf of the United States. And look, no country is perfect. America certainly isn't. But we have to do a better job of teaching our youngest generation what makes America special, what it means to be an American, and why America has been a beacon of freedom and liberty across the globe since our founding. No American should have to be afraid to speak fondly of their country or to talk about American greatness or American exceptionalism. People shouldn't have to worry about protesters or being attacked or shouted down just for speaking about American ideas and principles or all the great things that America has contributed to the entire world. And so I'm really looking forward to my conversation with Nick Adams about this. And as someone who was born in another country, he's got a fascinating perspective on America and what it means to be an American. And he'll be joining me in just a moment. So first, I do want to thank sponsor of the show, Walker Tire and Auto Service, who has been voted into the 2017 Best of Omaha Winner's Circle, and for good reason. Only at Walker Tire and Auto can you get free oil changes and more for the life of your tires when you buy 4 new tires at Walker Tire and Auto. That's the Walker Tire Advantage, where you can also get free video vehicle health inspections free with each visit, hear from their expert technicians, and see for yourself how your vehicle is doing right from your email or phone. And now you can even Walker while you work. Register at www.walkerwhileyouwork.com. Get free vehicle pickup at your work and have your car repaired, returned, and ready when you need it. That's www.walkerwhileyouwork.com. They've been serving Omaha customers for over 65 years, so for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs, be sure you visit Walker Tire and Auto. Always going the extra mile for you. Today is a really special edition of Capital Connection because I have with me an extraordinary guest who is a good friend and a great American who also happens to be a best-selling author and political commentator who is usually on Fox News and virtually every other major television and radio program. And today he's talking with me, the founder and executive director for FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, Nick Adams. Welcome and thank you for being on the show today.
G'day, Nate. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to speaking to you and your listeners this Sunday morning.
Nick, it's so great to have you on the show. You and I go back 4 or 5 years now, and it seems like with each year you just keep doing bigger and bigger things. You've authored best-selling books. You're a regular commentator on all the major networks. And this year, you quite literally made history, which I just love, when your latest book, which details your incredible journey to America, was endorsed by President Donald Trump, marking the first time in the history of America that a sitting president endorsed a book. What was that like when you realized that the president of the United States was sending out tweets to his millions of followers praising your latest book?
Well, Nate, look, God has been really good to me, and I always acknowledge that first and foremost. I'm also in a country and in a culture where I have the freedom and the opportunity to do the things that I want to do. I'm in a culture that really rewards risk and really nurtures ambition. And so all of the success that I've been able to have would really only be possible here in the United States. And so I'm very grateful for God, and I'm very grateful for the U.S. I'm also grateful for President Trump's tweeting about my book. That certainly was an incredible, remarkable, stupendous day. It came out of nowhere. The president had seen me on television and took to Twitter to declare that my book, Green Card Warrior, was a must-read, and that I was a great American. And as a result, I was featured on the front page of every single newspaper in the United States and right across the world. It was just an amazing day. What was really even more amazing, and this is the side of the story that I like to reveal, and I don't reveal too much, so I'm going to really spoil your listeners here this morning, Nate. About 35 minutes after the president had tweeted about my book, it might surprise some of your listeners to know that while I'm very much a public figure, one thing that and a millennial, albeit just scraping in, one of the things that I've never really taken to is social media. It's just really never kind of floated my boat or been my cup of tea, particularly not Twitter, which I consider to be more of a sewer than anything else. But, of course, when the President of the United States tweets about your book, the very least you can do is get on there and say thank you. And obviously I had an account, but I used it sparingly. And so here I was about 35 minutes later on my couch here in my apartment in Dallas, and I'm formulating a response to the president, something like at real Donald Trump. You know, I knew I had to tag the actual person, and at real Donald Trump, thank you so much. You make me proud to be an immigrant. Something to that effect. And anyway, as I'm typing up this response, formulating this response, making sure that it's all correct by Twitter etiquette, something absolutely mind-blowing happens. My Twitter page on my laptop starts to blow up. Donald J. Trump just favorited your tweet. Donald J. Trump just favorited your tweet.
The president is favoriting your tweets.
The president, 35 minutes later, Nate, after he had tweeted about me, 35 minutes later, was going through my tweets all the way back to 2014 and favoriting them. And it was just surreal to be sitting on my couch in Dallas with the leader of the free world trawling through my Twitter account and going and liking or favoriting tweets that he obviously favored. it was just, it was incredible. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. God bless Donald Trump.
That is incredible, and I can only imagine what that felt like, but certainly well-deserved. That was about your latest book, Green Card Warrior, which is an incredible eye-opening story, and I would encourage everyone to buy a copy so they can learn more about your journey and your story. But that's just one of the several books that you have authored. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Nate. So my first best-selling book came out in 2014. It was called The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again. And then my second best-selling book, an even bigger bestseller, that was Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. And that had a foreword by Dennis Prager. And that was all about how America is the antithesis to political correctness and really the only bulwark against politically correct ideology. I think the rest of the world is too far gone. Only America can destroy political correctness. And obviously you've already referenced Green Card Warrior, which was my personal story about what I had to endure coming here to the United States. Some of your listeners might be familiar with the story, but essentially I was targeted because of my politics by a person in the State Department that had completely different political views to me, as well as a different sexual orientation. He was a homosexual rights activist, and it turned out that he'd taken offense at certain things that I had said in favor of the traditional family on cable news networks. And so for a period of time, I was effectively put on a no-fly list. I wasn't able to travel to the United States. And as you can imagine, that turned my life absolutely upside down. But thankfully, owing to the line of work that I'm in, I had several United States senators and congressmen that I was able to call and say, look, this is what's happening to me and I need your help because this is really bad. And they stepped in and they helped, and that's why I am here. But it took me 4.5 years, Nate. It cost me $50,000 to legally immigrate to the United States of America. I finally did it last July, coming up to my one-year anniversary. I immigrated on the 29th of July, 2016. So in just 3 weeks' time, it will be the one-year marking of that great, great day, the best day of my life so far. It's been a wonderful journey since then.
It's an incredible journey, just a miraculous story. If listeners haven't caught on by now, you are Australian. You weren't born in the United States, so you had to immigrate here. And that was quite a journey that you detail out in your book, Green Card Warrior, which I think is a fitting title. And now I have to ask you, right now it seems like there's just an all-out war going on between the left and the mainstream media and President Trump. And you know, day after day, I don't think they even bother trying to hide it anymore. It's hit piece after hit piece trying to take down the president. And you're someone who wasn't born in the United States, but you've always had a great love and affection for this country. And now you are a great American. So what is that like for you when you see this all-out assault on the president of the United States? What's your reaction to that?
Nate, it's very upsetting. It's very disappointing. One of the perceptions that I grew up with, as you point out, not being born in this country, but certainly the perception growing up that I was always fed or told or had, was that Americans always got behind their president, that they fought like cat and dog leading up to the election, but then as soon as the election was finished, that Americans kind of coalesced around their leader, unfortunately, around their president, and that the president was a figure that was above politics, and it just demanded that the country come together behind it. It was patriotic to support your president no matter what. Unfortunately, that has really changed now, particularly in the last two or three presidents. and I think to America's detriment, it's very upsetting considering that there are so many people outside of America that hate the United States. America's got enough enemies around the world to have to also counter anti-Americans within. And that's really unfortunate, because no matter what you might feel about President Trump, I don't think that anyone can dispute his patriotism, or that anyone can dispute that he really wants to do the right thing by America. You might not like his style, you might not like his tone, you might not like his methods, but at the end of the day, he is a family man. He did give up an extraordinary life to come and do a life that is much more scrutinized and much more demanding. And so I really think that it's unfortunate that Americans and the media and no one is giving the president an opportunity. I think he deserves an opportunity. And I think that Americans should be really happy that he has changed. He's made people feel comfortable to be American again. He has made patriotism and a belief in American greatness central to his platform and his worldview, and I think that's only a healthy thing for Americans in America.
Absolutely. Nick, you travel all across the country speaking, appearing on different television programs, providing commentary. What's your message to people who are increasingly concerned about the lack of respect for religion, for our military, and this refusal to engage in civil discourse? How do we keep America from losing our core principles and values that we cherish?
Look, it's a really difficult one, but I guess the best answer, Nate, is that people have got to remember what makes America America. And one of the things that we haven't done for a very long time is really pass down what it means to be an American, what Americanism is, what American values are. And as a result, most young people today don't know what it means to be an American. They don't understand that being American is entirely different to having European values. And they're being taught European values. So Americans believe in patriotism, not relativism. They believe in individualism, not collectivism. Americans believe in e pluribus unum, out of many one, not radical multiculturalism. Americans believe in life, not death. Americans believe in equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. You know, these are really things that have set America apart, and so too their appreciation of the military, their appreciation of law enforcement. When you go to other Western countries, even countries that sound and look a lot like America, Canada and Australia and England and those kinds of places, where it's often said that, you know, the values are very similar, they are and they aren't. Because I can tell you that appreciation of the military and law enforcement doesn't really exist. It's a far less civil discourse. And in all of those places, it's far more socialistic than the United States. The emphasis is on the collective. The emphasis is on making sure that everyone is looked after and cared for. People strive for mediocrity in those countries. They don't strive for greatness. Risk isn't encouraged. Ambition isn't nurtured. Failure is fatal in every other country except America. In America, failure is considered part of the journey and in many ways is encouraged. You have a chance to fail. You can fall down in the US 5,000 times and get up 5,001 if you've got the grit, determination, and hustle. The president of the United States has been bankrupt 4 or 5 times. If you go bankrupt anywhere else once, you're cooked. You're done for. No bank will ever loan you money. Your reputation will be shot. The media will paint you as a failure. Your neighbors on your street will mock you. It is an entirely different culture. The American culture is a different animal to everywhere else. It's why it's the greatest country in the history of the world. We haven't seen a country like America in 5,000 years of recorded human history, and we're likely to never see one again.
you do such a fantastic job of really capturing the American dream and what it means to be an American. And now I love this. You're not just taking this to the cable news networks. You're actually teaching it to the next generation of Americans. You've started your own national organization, FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. Tell us about your organization.
So FLAG is an educational organization, Nate. We go into elementary, middle, and high schools talking to kids about what makes America special, what makes America different, why the Constitution is the best political document ever written, what the world would look like without the United States of America, what the world would in fact be like today had it not been for American leadership in the 20th century. We look at what all America has given the world, why it's been an unparalleled force for good in this world, because I think that we can all agree that while there are some good teachers out there, the tragic reality is that there are many anti-American activists masquerading as teachers that have taken their red pen edits of history, that are promoting the Howard Zinn worldview that America is awful and terrible and despicable and has nothing to be proud of. And sadly, we have, it appears, much of the educational infrastructure in the United States deliberately trying to raise a generation of Americans to not even like their own country. And a country, Nate, much like any person, needs a why and a how to survive. If you don't have a why or a how to survive, you just kind of shrivel up and disappear. You need to have some kind of engine and base. And that's what, unfortunately, the teachers in elementary, middle, high schools and professors at colleges are removing. And that's why we have so many young people that are attracted to Bernie Sanders, as an example. So we are doing some incredible work. In just 11 months, we've already reached 4,000 students. We've been into 35 schools, 31 of which have been public schools. We are on the cusp now with the start of the school year coming up. We're releasing the world's first kid-friendly constitution. It's our students' constitution, with the assistance of interns from the late Justice Scalia. We have got the US Constitution translated into plain English that even a 11-year-old can understand. And because the feedback we were getting was that students liked the Constitution but were turned off by the old English language. And so we've met that need, and we're trying to get this out to every American school child that we possibly can. There's going to be a huge national launch on Constitution Day. Fox and Friends, Fox News, is going to dedicate 3 hours to having us as a special event. So we'll have students there, we'll have veterans there, we'll have a bald eagle, we'll have barbecue, we'll have Lee Greenwood or Larry Gatlin, someone of that ilk doing the singing on a massive stage. So this is going to be a huge, huge, huge event and launch, and I'm very excited that the FLAG is about to really enter that next phase and deliver that kid-friendly constitution, and I think that's what we're going to become known for. It's going to be our signature project.
Well, it's just incredible and such an important mission. So last question for you, Nick. How can people get involved with FLAG and your mission to help teach the next generation the truth about America?
Nate, look, people can go on our website, flagusa.org. That's flagusa.org. You can follow me, Nick Adams, on Facebook. Probably not Twitter, but definitely Facebook. You can see what I'm up to. You can keep up with my television schedule and everything else. But I've got a new book that's coming out on the 17th of October. It's called The Case Against the Establishment. So I expect good things with that to happen, although from here on in, after having a Trump tweet for one book, I can't imagine it being anything but down.
Nick, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I'd encourage everyone to partner with Flag and check out Nick's latest book, Green Card Warrior. Nick, so great to speak to you today. Thank you for coming on the program.
Nate, always a pleasure.
It's so important we keep having these conversations about our country. A big thank you again to Nick Adams for joining me on the program today. And thank you to sponsor of the show, Walker Tire and Auto, for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. Visit Walker Tire and Auto. That's going to do it for this week. As always, for more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.